Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3. Can we open it? I'm reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Hallelujah. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved untoward fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. And he added, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And he said, nevertheless, we, the bride, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long suffering and our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto us, unto you. Praise God. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. And I'm saying tonight, in this little exhortation, that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Hallelujah. Judgment is coming. This whole world that you are seeing today is under a judgment by God himself. This whole world you are seeing, church, I am not the one saying it. It's the Bible that is saying. It is thus said the Lord. Judgment is coming. And the whole earth will face that judgment. It is in preparation for that judgment that this program is organized once like this every year. The songwriter says, judgment is coming. All will be there, each one receiving justly his coming. hide in the sin cleansing blood, and I will pass, over you when I, as thus said the Lord,
see the blood
when I
see the blood
I will pass over you. There are three judgments ahead of us, church. The first one is the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. That judgment is the judgment everyone. It is a judgment not unto condemnation. It is a judgment unto reward. When the rapture will strike, church, and we shall go, every one of us that we go in the rapture, we shall stand before Christ. Amen. And Christ, we ask you, the talents that I gave you and I told you to occupy till I come, did you occupy one by one? Let me know how you traded with that talent. And I've taught you here several times, the talent there, as you see Matthew 25, those talents there is the gifts that we receive. Every born again Christian, once you are born again, there is a gift that God gives you. No member of the body of Christ is redundant. Every one of you that have received the Holy Ghost, there is a gift. Some have one, some have four, five, some ten. The Bible says so. And he has given it to you, and he said, occupy till I come. The works that I do, ye shall do also. I am going to prepare a place for you, but while I am away, continue the work. And he gave you the gift. That is why some people ask me, they say, Pastor, I don't know. They keep telling me, I am called. I don't know my ministry. Know it now. Gift determines your ministry. It is the gift you have that determines your ministry. That is, your ministry is what you have to contribute to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody cannot be pastor. Some have that gift. Some don't have it. Praise the Lord. They have their own. Everyone has his own gift. That is the judgment seat of Christ. And many will go there. Why? They will stand before Christ and truly they will have nothing to show for what they did with the gift. Christ had the Holy Ghost for a purpose. God was in him doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. And the Bible also tells us that we are given a ministry. And that ministry is what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. The same ministry of Jesus Christ. Just by way of, so that we don't have to. Bring them here. There is space in front here. Bring them, those of them, under the rain. If you are not under any shade, carry your seat like this and come front. Come here, let me see your face. You have been hiding behind. Now we'll see your face. Those of you outside, under the rain, carry your chair, come. Everybody in the shade? Amen. Praise the Lord. Please bear with us in case you see water they drop for top. We are still working on our roof. We just changed the roof. They never finished working on it. Some water feet drop. If it drop, no fear. Now, blessing from above. Okay, get seated. Can I continue now? But that is not the judgment I'm talking about today. Apart from the judgment seat of Christ, there are two horrible judgments that are waiting for every human being on earth. Those who will not go in the rapture, these two judgments are waiting for them. The first one is the judgment known as the day of the Lord. And the second one is the one known as the white throne judgment. And the day of the Lord is coming just before the millennial reign of Christ will start. That is when the culmination of it will be Satan will be bound and thrown in a bottomless pit to remain there for 1,000 years. And before then, according to the scripture, praise the Lord, there will be a shaking of this earth. The earth, the heavens, and being burnt up. It is the day of the Lord that Peter was referring to. It's the day of the Lord that Peter was referring to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 3 and verse 7 says something. He says, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets. See, science has warning devices for hurricanes. They have warning devices. They will see a hurricane, horrible hurricane, coming to destroy an area, and they will see it sometimes 1 month before it comes to pass. And they will warn the people. Tsunamis and warning devices. They have the equipment that can warn some people at least some minutes before it finally strikes so that they can run for safety. God too has his warning devices. And he uses his prophets. He uses his servants. He uses the preachers. And he has always done it. In Genesis 19, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He revealed it to somebody. He revealed it to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 7, God was going to destroy the whole world with water. Who did he reveal it to? He revealed it to Noah. Noah warned the people. But did they believe him? Praise the Lord. Angel of death was going to pass through the land of Egypt. Who did he reveal it to? Moses. And Moses told his people. Hallelujah. And as many as believed Noah, they were saved. As many as those that believe these angels that went to Sodom, Lot, hallelujah, and his family, they escaped that fire. The same thing also, church. Hallelujah. Those who had the warning from Moses and killed that lamb and applied it in the door, the lintels of doorposts, those who apply the blood, they escaped. Church, there was another destruction that was coming on Jerusalem in Matthew 24, and Jesus Christ warned his disciples. He told them, he said, when you see the abomination that maketh desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He said, let him who readeth understand. He said, when you see that take place, he said, if you are outside the city, don't come back. If you're on top of a roof, don't come down. He said, pray that your flight be not in winter. He said, woe to she that giveth suck to a child. He said, because what will happen until that time has never happened since the war began. The trouble that we go through. And you know, exactly what he warned came to pass in AD 70. That scripture has fulfilled in AD 70. But only those who had the message of the prophet Jesus, his disciples, they were the only ones that escaped. Because when they saw those Roman soldiers come and circle them, they remember what the prophet said. They took off. But the rest, they were relaxed in their beer palace, and destruction was outside there, waiting for them. Church, the same setting is on now again. The same setting is on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peter said, spoke about the day of the Lord. And several scriptures, if you have Bible, because of time, we can't read all the scriptures. Write these scriptures down. This is what the Bible, the way all the prophets, different prophets, saw this day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, this day of the Lord is the one that is ahead, coming now, and it will take place 7 years after the rapture, according to the divine timetable. We have studied it. Hallelujah. When the rapture strikes, praise God, then the gospel will go to Israel. When the gospel will go to Israel through those two ministers in Revelation chapter 11, those two ministers, Moses and Elijah, anointing on two men, will prophesy. By that time, the Antichrist is seated in the temple, desiring to be worshipped. And he will be telling the whole Israelites that man there, oh, is Antichrist, is devil. And yet the whole world will be calling that man the man of peace. Okay. Don't want to waste too much time there. But listen, church. We know that the message of those two prophets produced the 144,000. Hallelujah. The 144,000 that go out with the everlasting gospel. And go echo the message of those two prophets, telling all the Jews wherever they are, see that devil that is sitting down there is a devil. The Bible says he, that man of sin or man of peace, enters a covenant that is supposed to last for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he cuts off the, breaks the covenant, and then he shows who he is. He will bear that for 3.5 years. Then he will say, he don't do. He will grab those two prophets and kill them. The Bible says that becomes the time of Jacob's trouble.